Indiana Jones and the Great Circle is available now. Uncover one of history's greatest mysteries in a first-person single-player adventure game set between the events of Raiders of the Lost Ark and The Last Crusade. The year is 1937. Sinister forces are scouring the globe for the secret to an ancient power connected to the Great Circle, and only one person can stop them. Indiana Jones. Adventure calls on Xbox Series X and S, Game Pass, and PC. Rated T for teen. Copyright and trademark 2024 Lucasfilm Limited. All rights reserved.
Real facts about the 988 Lifeline.
We respect people's confidentiality. People do not need to tell us their name or where they live or where they're at.
Call, text, or chat 988 for free. Confidential support anytime. You don't have to hide how you feel.
This is Spins Fully Charged, Recharged.
Welcome to Spins Fully Charged,
Recharged
with Emma, Damon, Ashley.
Let's go.
Dave, tell us what happened in Galway that you couldn't tell us on the radio this morning.
No.
You were in Galway on the sesh all weekend, were you?
I was. It was great. I, on Friday, just drank lager, which is not normally what I do.
You're a Guinness man.
I'm a Guinness man. I drank Rockshore because it was obviously the only thing in the fridge. We stayed in the house on the Friday and just watched the toy show, which I honestly, I really thought, and I hate to be this guy.
Wasn't great.
I just didn't think it was great.
Nah.
I really didn't enjoy it.
I think with the toy show, it's all about those moments afterwards, and there was nothing.
I gave them a few quid, obviously, for the appeal and things like that. But like
that little kid who was really impressed by Jazzy was adorable. Apart from that,
Dory. Yeah.
I think they're obviously all adorable, but in terms of moments,
I couldn't believe her name was Dory.
I know, so cute.
Very cute. But I just felt like he. Do you remember the kid who was surprised by Johnny Sexton?
Oh yeah.
And then just Patrick and Johnny just started chatting to each other. And like,
it wasn't about
like,
a kid anymore.
Fucking Liam's right there holding a rugby ball. Like, do something with him. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I just thought it was a bit shite.
I know, to be honest with you.
I hate to be that person because I...
No, you feel like you're going to lose your passport if you say the toy show's shite.
But not even that. Like, it's not even that. It's just more like, I don't want to be that negative guy. Like, oh, come up with a solution. Like, oh, you're probably just... Like, I'm not like that. I usually... I'm the first person to be like, no, well, they tried really hard and stuff. But I just didn't enjoy it. I didn't have fun. But maybe
it didn't seem as wild as other years. A lot of people were saying that, you know, Patrick's a lot more calm with kids
just
than Ryan
safer,
was.
Yeah,
and I get that, but also like it is that kind of hyperness that I thought was gas. It's like, this is chaos. There's so many kids in this building, and I have to control them all in live television.
Yeah,
that
yeah.
made me go like, that's so fun.
That's exactly what he'd be like. He'd be saying it like that.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? So yeah, no, I don't know. But
anyway,
then on
look,
Saturday went out on the session. It was just class. It was such a good weekend.
It's such a long drive to Galway though, isn't it? Fuck me, the longest motorway of all time.
Yeah, it was like 2.5 hours or something like that. Yeah, it wasn't fun, but it was good crack to have like people in the car with me. Like it wasn't just me.
I was going to say, did you do all the driving?
I drew all the driving, yeah. And it was very funny because Linda was in the back, and when we were going 120 down the motorway, I'd put the windows down. she'd be blown out of it. Very funny.
Right, we're back tomorrow. Ash sick today. Hopefully back with us in the morning. But yeah, enjoy the rest of the podcast.
See ya.
Here we go, ladies and gentlemen.
I like it, yeah.
Just wanna wake up
with Emma, Dave and Ashley.
I like it like that.
It's Emma, Dave and Ashley. Spins Fully Charged is on. Let's go.
Good morning.
Woo.
Hope all is well.
Let's do it all again.
Emma, Dave and Aisling. It's Emma and Dave with you this morning. Our Ash is not feeling very well.
The poor thing.
A lot of people, I think, have down with a bit of a... it's totally understandable, isn't it, as well? The weather's been so crap.
You know, if that was me, you know, I'd just get over and come into work. You know?
You would.
Yeah.
You're great.
Oh, yeah. No, I'd be very good like that now. You know?
There's a literal Twitter account called Where is Dave? Come here, no, in fairness. If you're sick, you're sick. And
sick,
that's
you're sick.
Just the way it is. I was flying back from the UK last night and I knew, you only just know it's going to be delayed. It's the last flight of the day. Like, forget about it. You're going to be delayed. So I sat in my boyfriend's house, which is about half an hour from the airport, checked the thing, all good to go. Right,
once
I'll go to the airport now. Pulled in to be dropped off. This flight is delayed. Obviously.
Shocking.
Obviously.
Absolutely
classic.
Shocking.
But yeah. No.
How long? Friend.
It was about 45 minutes delayed, and then by the time we were on the plane, I was like, we'll be home in no time. But no, I'd say all in all, it was about an hour and a half by the time they actually got off the ground.
So annoying.
And do you know that crack as well? I have a lot of sympathy for people who travel. Obviously, I don't travel for work or anything, but I've never done like short haul flights like that ever before over and back to the UK.
Yeah.
You get actually so wronged the closer you're going.
Really?
Does that make sense? I.e., you'll be at the furthest away terminal.
Yeah.
Or sorry, gate, should I say. You'll always need to get a bus. on each side.
Yeah.
And then when you're dropped back, like we were dropped back last night, and I'd say we had a 15-minute bus journey. I don't know where they dropped us. It was like...
In Dublin Airport.
We were 15 so minutes. Far away. We were on that bus for ages. I mean, normally you're like, why did we get a bus? We could have just walked that. We were honestly in the back and beyonds.
Doing laps of the airport, waiting for your luggage to get there, isn't it?
This is meant to be easy.
Yeah.
But actually, by the time you get from landing to car, it's like an hour and 20 minutes.
Yeah, no, I hate flying. I hate flying for that exact reason. It's the little waits, the little queues, the little buses. I hate it.
Just let me go home.
Let me go home.
Spins fully charged with now.
I was having a lovely morning on Friday.
Oh, yeah.
I went and I had a look at the travel agents for a nice winter holiday. I went and I got a lovely haircut. I went for a lovely walk.
Sorry, did you actually go to a travel agent's? I was in brilliant. Bus.
Yeah.
Cool.
I was just having a lovely day. No, obviously I didn't buy anything in the travel agent, so I just went.
Window shop.
I just went and had a look to see what, you know, what I could get or whatever. And then I went and I had a lovely walk through town. I got my hair cut. I was happy out. And then, little group chat text from the house.
Mm.
Boiler exploded.
Oh dear.
The boiler exploded.
Of all the things to explode, the boiler's really not one of them. Like, a milk carton, we'll get over it, but...
I don't understand how... a boiler explodes at all. And obviously when you live with three girls, they kind of look to you and go, why did that happen, David? And I go, oh well, you know, the pressure and
it's hot in there.
Very hot. So I arrive home to the carpet. It's just black. It's the carpet is now black from like oil or dirty water, or I don't know what it is. Whatever's in the boiler,
I don't like knowing.
Is now on the carpet.
I just think the boiler is meant to be hot water. I don't need to know there's black stuff in there.
Apparently it is, and apparently that's what goes through your radiator and stuff like that. So if you ever like bleed a radiator, it's black that comes. It's like black liquid or whatever. I think it's dirty water. I'm not sure. The carpet's absolutely completely ruined. All right. An hour later, which I actually was shocked at, two plumbers arrive. And like, I thought, you know, sorry, you're going to have to ring back in 2027 when we're free. Generally, because I think there's about three plumbers.
I was thinking like February.
Yeah, I think there's about three plumbers in the country. So like, I was kind of going, how, it was unreal. They were arrived within an hour and they worked on whatever it was for 6 hours. And absolutely no fix whatsoever.
6 hours.
At one point I was like, oh, you know, is there anything I can do? Like, can I get just tea or like there's cans of Coke and stuff in the fridge or whatever? And he was just like, no. And then he was like explaining what was wrong.
Mm.
And so, but my housemate Linda was also there and I was explaining it back to him. So I was going, oh, so basically I was repeating it, trying to understand what
so
he was saying.
So I said, oh my God, sure, the walls are purple.
I was going, oh yes, so the walls are purple. Right.
Yeah.
And Linda went, well done, David. And
I loved Linda.
The plumber, I was like, shut up, Linda. You're embarrassing me in front of the real men. And so your man goes, one of the lads, he's like, are you David from Spin?
Oh,
and
Christ.
I went, yeah. And he was just like, well, listen, I can't fix it today, but don't be going on the radio on Monday telling him I'm a shite plumber.
Call him out. He's a shite plumber. Shite plumber.
He said he'd be back on Monday to try fix it. I was like, okay. So I brought
6 hours. Nothing done. Shite plumber.
I felt so bad for them. They had to go and get like a new pipe or whatever they had to fix, because every time they tried to fix the new pipe, it eroded more and eroded more and eroded more. And it was just an absolute awful job for them.
Quite honestly, David, this couldn't happen at a worse time of year, because aren't you always due a lovely hamper from your landlord at this time
of
year?
We are, indeed.
A little Christmas thing with loads of sweets in it.
We're in a very privileged position where our landlord is actually sound, and
I don't know if he will be after your person is blown.
We didn't
boiler.
Do anything. We didn't.
Yeah.
It was the cowboys he hired. The cowboys he hired to put the plumber in, to put the pipes in.
Come here, I want to talk to the real men. Yes.
It spins from
Christmas time.
Recharged.
You're listening to Spin. It's Emma, Dave, and Aisling. Just gone 7:20, but in another part of the land, there is a time difference, and the debt is about to. Any minute now occur of Taylor Swift's Eras Tour.
Oh my God.
Don't worry, Taylor's fine. It is the end of an era, if you will. At 21 months of age, it's about to take its final bow in front of thousands in Vancouver, causing heartbreak for countless, but delight for one Miss Taylor Swift, who's about to drive to freedom in a getaway car and has allegedly been shouting, "Is it over now?" in her sleep in recent months. After 152 shows, it said that she knew the show all too well and has been in a state of lavender haze since show number 132. Despite this, there's already been reported sightings of teardrops on her guitar during the final show, which is currently underway. Cherished by support acts whose careers benefited dramatically across the tour just from being associated with her, such as Paramore, Gracie Abrams, Phoebe Bridgers, Sabrina Carpenter, Haim, Benson Boone, Ice Spice, and her very own boyfriend Travis Kelce, it'll be mourned by Amazon, Temu, Smiths, and other outlets that made a fortune from selling the beads needed to make friendship bracelets.
Well, that's a great point.
A blank space will be felt in the hearts of fans forevermore. And if you've any feelings you need to shake off this morning, a book of condolence, as always, is open on 087 711 1038. It's sad, isn't it? It's been kind of fun just watching it along for the last, what, 21 months, almost 2 years.
It's kind of like oxygen. It's just, you just presume it's there. Do you know what I mean?
So with you.
I can just kind of assume, like, oh, where's she now? Yeah. Oh, she's in Mexico.
Oh, she's got a really leotard on. Yeah, it's really sparkly.
Something going on in her life. But no, what is she going to do? Rest? No. Surely not.
Oh, I
That wouldn't be like her.
Do you want to hear my prediction?
Go on.
I think, I know at the beginning of each year we make predictions for the year and the show, and I'm about 2 years off with this, still it hasn't happened. I reckon now it's baby making time.
Hey, really?
Oh, I genuinely do. Yeah.
That's a good point.
I would say she's got to be done. How many more words does she have in her head to make lyrics?
Callum, off the top of your head.
She is, I think, a few years older than me. I think she's 33. Her birthday is in a couple of days, the 13th of December.
She's 34.
I was just a little bit out. I am manically refreshing. There's so many different fan accounts online tonight that provide like updates for the
show. Sure, yeah.
Because she's in the final era at the moment.
So 10 eras per night is in 10 albums per night.
Basically, yeah. So she's in the Midnight's era, which is the last era of the every show.
Yeah.
So I'm manically refreshing because everyone is expecting some sort of announcement today, whether it's another album, a tour documentary, another version of the tour film.
Can I ask a question? Because I didn't get to it this morning when I was looking. What was the album, as in the Taylor's version, announcement during the tour in the recent?
There was a couple of them.
Right.
So there was 1989.
Mm-hmm.
There was Speak Now.
Yeah,
as well. That's my favourite album. But there's two albums still to be re-released, and that is Reputation, the one with all the snakes, and her original debut album that was just titled Taylor Swift.
Okay, cool. Well, surely she'll announce that and then wrap it up, girl. Take a break.
Yeah, wouldn't it be so exciting though to be like a real Taylor Swift fan, where you are refreshing and stuff like that? Because I feel like you're never far away from a massive announcement from Taylor.
Oh, it's like,
which I think is exciting.
What's the stat that you're never more than 8 feet away from a rat?
Yeah. You're never more than 2 weeks away from a Taylor Swift announcement.
Look, just looking back at the tour itself, they're saying it completely changed the concert business as a whole.
Didn't it? I feel bad for anyone else who ever wants to put a concert on.
Oh, God, love them. It's never going to match. It'll go down as the highest grossing tour of all time, becoming the first to haul in over $1 billion. As Kyle mentioned, 10 different acts in the Eras Tour show, which is something that others just don't tend to do.
Yeah.
Might get a few of the classics. And although it varied slightly, the standard set list included 44 songs over 3.5 hours. Again, that just shows a bit of more value for money than what we get if you spend your few quid, go to the Three Arena, get whatever, less than 90 minutes out of it, and you're on the Lewis
again. That's the thing. Like, I was looking at Taylor Swift's like Eras Tour, like videos and things like that. And I remember like 2013, I went to see Codeline in the Three Arena. And I was just like looking at the difference. I was like, and there's multiple of them. And they came on.
One powerhouse.
They came on. They sang 5 songs. They dipped, and we all had to be like, "She's doing 3.5 hours."
I can't believe you're comparing Codeline to Taylor Swift.
I just mean like,
God. I actually will keep an eye out for the emotional final song from Taylor.
Yeah, be good.
Recharged.
I was telling you last week that I'm desperate to get myself to a wedding that's happening in the UK next summer. It's basically my boyfriend, Jack's, one of his best friends, is getting married next year. And we were only about 2 weeks in, one night after a very late night, he texted us around being like, any chance for plus one? And then the next day he was like, scarlet for me. But his friend was like, look, obviously it's all done.
It's all,
you know,
sorted,
wedding
yeah.
guest lists are done, and that's what can you do? But I was half joking, half serious when I said I was meeting this couple for the first time over the weekend.
Yeah.
So that was grand.
You're going to do your best to get an invite,
oh,
weren't you?
Yes, I was putting my best foot forward.
I don't know why you want to go to this wedding.
Like, I just don't want to be left out, because I think I'm getting kind of friendly with Jack's friends and their girlfriends, and
fair enough.
Just like, I'll have FOMO.
Yeah,
I want to be there, you know. So obviously we met then the couple over the weekend, and they had travelled from Manchester. We had travelled kind of from Yorkshire, and we were meeting in Leeds. So like everyone had a bit of a train journey to get there, and it was so funny because Jack's friend John, he just bought a house, and he's so sound, and he could talk to him about anything. But him and I were discussing what kind of a mop he's going to go for in his house.
Oh wow, which you obviously really are old.
Isn't the most riveting conversation to have. And the bride to be was sitting there. We'd only just met, and she said, John, I haven't travelled an hour from Manchester to sit here and talk about mops. And I just thought, this girl's a bit of me. We got on like a house on fire. It was my round. I walked back from the bar with a tray, and I walked into a conversation of, no, she's amazing. Like, there's going to be dropouts. I want her at the wedding. Now, I have nothing official yet, but I'm waiting on it. She said, someone always drops it. There'll always be a dropout.
Well done. You're an afterthought. Congratulations.
That'll do me just fine. And I won't mention mops.
Spins fully charged.
Recharged.
Right now, though, and all this week on the show, we are teaming up with the Cutbrice Jewellers. They bring the magic of Christmas to life with their wide range of stunning jewellery pieces. You can visit them at their store. They're based in Dublin 8, or you can shop the collection online. TheCutPriceJewellers.com is where you'll find them.
Yeah, we got €200 voucher for you to spend at the Cutbrice Jewellers, and basically all you had to do was guess a song. We played a little instrument of a song. You have to guess the song. Who's on to play?
It is Fionn. How are you?
Hi, how you getting?
What's the crack? How are you this morning?
Yeah, good. Yeah.
What are you up to for the day?
Just on the way home from work here.
On the way home? You were on a night shift. What were you doing?
Night shift, working. Ryanair engineering there in Dublin Airport.
Very good, Fionn.
Time did you start last night?
7:30.
Oh God, long shift.
Real long shift.
What's the story now then? Just, I'm curious, will you sleep until what, 1 or 2 o'clock, or what would your routine be?
I'd probably get up there about 3:30, I'd say.
Okay.
Head to gym.
And are you back in again tonight?
Yeah, back in tonight and tomorrow, yeah.
That's a lot of pressure, isn't it? Being the engineer for a bloody plane, isn't it?
Depends how you look at it.
That's true. Fionn, with this €200 voucher, who would you be buying for? Would you be buying for yourself? Maybe someone special?
Probably. I'll have a look, see if my girlfriend wants or anything like that.
Mm. I like it. Right, well, in order to win that €200 voucher, you've got to tell us what the song is. Listen to it one more time. It sounds like this. All right, Fionn, you're up. What is that song?
It's All I Want for Christmas Is You.
Let's check. Easy as that. You've just bagged yourself €200 to spend at the Cutbrice Jewellers, Fionn. Fair play.
Nice one, Fionn.
Cheers. Thank you. Get a good sleep.
Talk to you later.
Not a bad end to your day, huh?
No, pretty solid, yeah.
Nice one, Fionn. Have a great day. Good luck.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. If you would like to win, well, don't worry. We'll give you another chance just before 9:30 on tomorrow's show.
Nice.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
For Dave and Aisling, just after 7 a.m, we brought you the death announcement. Well, the just about to be, because the Eras tour with Time Difference, Taylor Swift's massive tour, was just about to come to an end in Vancouver.
Yeah, she's fine.
Is it over now?
It is over
is
now.
It over
Top
yet?
Quality banter there. and I was telling you maybe like 30 minutes ago that everyone was expecting an announcement, another tour maybe, or a concert film, yeah, or a new album.
Go on, what's the big announcement?
Nothing.
Oh, great.
Absolutely.
I love when Taylor does that.
Leave her alone.
Yeah, let her
go
home.
I'm not giving out. But give us something.
Give us something.
Please. You haven't been on tour for half your life.
Yeah, don't. Yeah. You can hear the tears.
This is kind of the fans as she left the stage for the final time after 152 shows. Okay.
God, I'm so glad I didn't go.
I think that's a pitch that only dogs can hear.
Yeah.
Christmas crackers on Spin. Here we go.
Okay, this is mega. We have unbelievable prizes to give away every single day on the show, not just this week, but for the next few weeks in the run-up to Christmas. I think it's fair to say we're going Christmas crackers. Just have a listen to the likes of the gifts and the presents that we have to give you. Fourth edition Apple AirPods.
Apple Watch 10.
A €500 Ryanair voucher.
A €200 Just Eat voucher.
Another €200 Just Eat voucher.
4 Stanley Cups for some reason.
A €500 Lululemon voucher.
A PlayStation 5.
€1,000 cash.
And a 50-inch LG Ultra HD Smart TV.
All just because we want to... you to have a fantastic Christmas. So yeah, Here's how this is going to work. You need to be with us at 8 o'clock on the button, right, to collect your first Christmas code word. And then in about 20 minutes' time, 8:25-ish, will give you that second Christmas code word. You need both to enter this, okay?
Yeah, it's very simple. Like, simple as that. Once you have both of those code words, you get to enter this and potentially come on, pull a cracker and potentially win one of those prizes if you answer a question correctly.
Yeah, so the 10 crackers in the studio, you'll win the prize in that cracker, but obviously, as Dave said, if you get the question wrong, what we'll do is, and this is kind of where, this is where it gets tricky, all right? Because if you get the question wrong, we'll just open the lines and yeah, someone else can get a pull of a cracker and could win a deadly prize. So, code word number one this morning, take note of this and don't mess it up. It's jingle.
Jingle.
J-I-N-G-L-E. Write that down. No point in getting in touch now. Wait until you have both code words. So stick with us and we'll give that to you before 8:30 this morning. And yeah, you could be winning some mega prizes on the show, not just this week, but in the run-up to Christmas as well. It's very exciting.
Spins fully charged.
Recharged. Question for you listening this morning on 087-711-103. It's around Christmas and it's around a potential Christmas tree in my rented house. I share, like lots of people do in Dublin, with two others in a house. And I have to say, since my last housemate, Meg, when she moved out 2 years ago, there hasn't been much of a festive vibe in the house. She was the gal who loaded up the boot. She's a Limerick girl and she'd come up after the weekend and she decked the place out and with a Christmas tree and all the rest. We, one, haven't been very organised since she left, and two, really there hasn't been much of a vibe to get ourselves organised and go up the mountains and buy a Christmas tree or invest in a fake one for ourselves for the house.
Really?
So obviously we're at the 9th of December now. I, as you know, listening, if you do know, I'll be spending Christmas, like, I'll be spending all that real period with my family, not in Dublin and not in said house,
yeah,
in Waterford. Whereas the two housemates that I live with are both Dubs and will probably spend more time over Christmas in the house. So, obviously, there's not very long to go. We've this week of work and next week of work, and then I'll probably be heading home. And the conversation has arisen in the group over the weekend of, should we invest in a Christmas tree?
Okay.
Emer is the one saying yes.
Of course.
Brian's the one saying meh. Not really, not much enthusiasm coming from that end.
So it's up to you.
And unfortunately, in order to get a majority here, I need to make a call on this.
Yeah.
I, one, don't want to be a Scrooge, but also, I don't give a monkey's if I have a Christmas tree or not. It doesn't bother me in the slightest. Another thing to get in on this is that we don't have a single decoration between us. So it's not just the tree you need. You need to buy all the bits for it.
Yeah.
Again, I sound like a 55-year-old angry woman, but we've nowhere to keep it. No storage for afterwards. If we go for a real one, who's going to deal with all the manky pines when they start falling off over the next few weeks?
Or just don't buy it. Oh, but real ones, you
if
mean
we
like...
go for the real
one. Yeah, okay,
I mean,
fair.
Like, the options are completely open here. No one's made a decision on whether it would be a fake one or a real one. And I'm just not sure where I lie. I'm conscious not to come across as a Scrooge, but I'm also conscious it's Christmas time and I don't want to be forking out something I don't have to be forking out on.
Mm.
I don't really have the passion for it. So the question, and I'll do exactly what you say this morning, tree or no tree? Bearing in mind, if this is bought and erected today, because you used the word erected on breakfast radio, there's only going to be 11 days that I can enjoy it.
Yeah.
From today.
11 wonderful Christmas-filled days. Sounds great.
Or not at all.
That doesn't sound fun.
Tree or no tree in a WhatsApp now, please, on 087-711-1038. And I will do what you say. If I have to fork out today, I will fork out today. And a question for you this morning, tree or no tree? Christmas tree, that is. 087-711-1038. I live in a rented house with a guy and a girl, and for the last few years, we haven't had any Christmas decorations up at all in the house any year since my former housemate Megan moved out, because that was very much her thing. And I suppose I have kind of come across kind of grinchy on the show in the past that I wouldn't be a huge fan of Christmas. I've mellowed out in that little bit. However, considering I have family that live in Waterford and I won't spend much of the Christmas season in Dublin, the conversation in the WhatsApp group across the weekend was, will we go ahead and get a tree? And I'm looking at it going, sure, I'm gone from the house on Friday week. So I really don't want to be forking out in a tree. We don't have very much space, etc., etc. Don't want to be the Grinch on this, but we've one housemate who's all for it, one housemate who doesn't really care. So it's kind of down to me to make a call on this today. Tree or no tree?
You save, what, 11 days until you have to go back?
I suppose so, yeah. So
you'd get 11 days worth of Christmas cheer.
Cheer?
Cheer.
Do you have a tree in your house?
Yeah.
Who organises that?
It would have been Linda's that she brought from home.
Right, okay.
But we put it up, I'd say, about 3 weeks ago.
Right, okay.
And it's felt Christmassy and lovely and bright in the house. And do you know what it also feels? It feels warm in the house. Feels like love is in the house. Because there's a Christmas tree there.
God almighty, I didn't feel like you cared that. I didn't have a clue that you felt that passionately about a Christmas tree.
Of course I do. It's tradition.
Mm. Aisling, a standing by, what are you saying? Tree or no tree?
I am saying tree. I myself am not going to have a Christmas tree this year because I just bought a house and I'm gutted.
Really?
I was about to feel bad for you, but then you said you bought a house.
I'm delighted I have the house now, but like, it doesn't feel like Christmas without a tree.
Why no tree?
You have to have a tree. Well, because we can't afford one.
Okay, fair. That's fair.
They just bought a house.
Yeah.
We can't afford one, and I don't have sofas, so.
Yeah. They're pricey enough, aren't they?
No point. Yeah, they are. They got a good one, they are. So that's what we're going, oh, we'll get a real tree, and then we don't have sofas, so there's no point.
Oh, yeah, no, fair. I get that. Okay, so you're saying tree.
Tree, yeah.
Okay.
I think if you have space for one, you should do one, even if it's only a small one.
Fair. Okay, logged. Thanks,
Aisling. I like it, Aisling. Have
no
a great day.
Bother.
Good luck.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye. Tree or no tree in a WhatsApp, please. I will do what you say, as ever. 087 711 103. This is Rhoda. What are you saying?
Oh, tree, 100%.
Why, Rhoda?
Because it's Christmas. It's not Christmas without a tree. And you can get those pop-up trees in Woody's. There's a sale on. And it's decorated already. And, you know, pop up and pop down 2 minutes. Boom, Bob's your uncle.
Like a tent that you just, it just pops up.
Literally.
Yeah.
Okay, all right.
No brainer.
Roland,
no brainer.
That is a fantastic suggestion. I like it. We might get this Grinch to finally put up a tree.
She has to.
I like it, Roland. Good luck. Have a great day.
See you. Take care. Bye.
Dave, were you involved in the putting up of your tree?
Yes. As in, I watched it go up. See, now I wouldn't be allowed to touch.
See, here we go.
I wouldn't be allowed to touch the tree now, in fairness. I'd only mess it up. But, like, Linda's lovely at you know, dressing a tree, putting on the bulbs and the lights and all that kind of stuff. I just like to come home and the tree is on and it's all Christmassy. It's such a good feeling. I don't understand how you don't have the same feeling.
Nazira, what are you saying? Tree or no tree?
No tree. Come on. Don't waste your money. You guys won't be there. Just leave it.
Yes, girl. Mm-hmm.
Really, Nazira? Are you not getting, you don't have the Christmassy feeling off the tree, no?
Of course you have the Christmassy feeling, but she's going to get to enjoy it with her family. Come on. She can spend her money elsewhere.
My granny has, 34 Santas in her house right now. I'm sure that'll give me all the Christmas feelings I need when I eventually get down to see her. Do you decorate your house a lot?
Yeah, we have a 12-year-old. She, 1st of December, she wants it up. Now, okay. I leave it as far back as I can, but yeah, the Christmas tree is up already.
Very cool.
Are you a Grinch as well, Nazira?
No. Sorry, Dave. Come on. You can definitely spend your money elsewhere.
Interesting. At Christmas, I wouldn't think so. Nazira, thanks so much. Have a great day.
Thanks, guys. You too. Bye.
Bye. Let us know what you think and I will do exactly what you say after this from Alex Warren and Ella Henderson in about 3 minutes or so. Tree or no tree? In a WhatsApp, please, to 087 711 1038. You get this thing that
keeps me coming back. Emma, Dave and Aisling in the morning. Catch up on anything you missed from the live show right here.
Yeah.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
Alex Warren, Ella Henderson and Carrie Home on Spin with Emma, Dave and Aisling. It's decision time. I rent a house with two other people in Dublin. I have family who live in Waterford. So once I kind of wrap up work for Christmas, I'll be spending Christmas there. But the debate in the house is, do we bother forking out on a Christmas tree when, you know, we're not really going to be around to enjoy it very much. One housemate very much wants to go ahead with it. The other isn't bothered, so it's kind of down to me to make that decision today. And to be honest, in my heart of hearts, I'm not that fussed. However, I'll take one for the team with Christmas in mind.
Oh, aren't you very good?
So I've been asking you this morning, tree or no tree, in a WhatsApp to 087 711 1038. Alex is there. How are you?
Good. How are you?
You're very passionate on the no tree side of things.
Yes.
Why, Alex?
There's no point.
What do you mean?
You're going to be leaving anyway, and then you have to take it all. You have to take it down when you come back as well. So it's just too much work. There's just no need.
As we just heard a few minutes ago, Dave didn't really take part in the putting up of the tree and probably doesn't deal with the mess that's caused by the tree. And I just don't want another job. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I understand. Don't listen to him. No tree.
I cannot believe this. This is the same way as saying that there's no point in a birthday card because you have to write it and then they're only going to throw it out. Or there's no point in, you know, putting up Halloween decorations, sure, because they're scary and they're going to be taken down anyway. It's a Christmas. You have to have a tree.
Well, she will have a tree in her own parents' house.
Well, there you go. That's a good point. That is a good point. I think a lot of people renting will find themselves in a similar situation. Alex, thank you very much.
Thanks, Alex.
Thank you. Good luck. Bye.
Bye. Bye. Okay, decision needs to be made here. Where are we at?
I think the decision has been made for you.
Oh.
From the listeners of Fully Charged, with Emma, Dave and Aisling, 80% of people are not Grinches and want you to get a tree. Woo! Come on.
Yay! Thank you so much. Okay, Grant.
It's only right.
I said I'll do what I do.
It's only right. So
where did that lady say those pop-up ones are again?
Now, in Woody's. Now you're not just getting a tree, you're also making Emer very happy.
Happy Christmas to Emer.
Happy Christmas to me. Happy Christmas, one and all.
Christmas crackers on Spin.
Here we go. Ho, ho,
ho. Listen, we have unbelievable prizes we want to give you for Christmas on behalf of Fully Charged with Emma, Dave and Aisling. And over the next couple of weeks, we've the likes of TVs, flight vouchers, PlayStation 5, and loads more
this
as well.
So exciting.
This isn't going to change either. So we told you that in order for you to register to play, you need to pick up two code words. We're always going to give you one just after 8 o'clock, and then the second one about 25 minutes later. If you've just joined and you haven't picked up any code words, you still could win an incredible prize this morning.
You absolutely could.
Because if the person that we call gets a question wrong, we will open the lines on WhatsApp. I think the best thing you can do right now is make sure that you have Spin's number saved on WhatsApp so you can call quickly.
Good shout.
087 711 103 is our number. But for now, should we make that call and hope for the best?
Yeah, let's do
first
it.
First off, let's start positively. Hello, Michelle. It's Emma, Dave and Aisling. How are you?
Hi, Michelle.
Oh, my God.
You sound like Santa.
All right, Michelle, quick, give us those code words.
Jingle and frost.
Lovely.
Frost is absolutely correct. You're spot on. How are you today?
I'm great.
Yeah? What are you up to?
Just getting out of the car to go into work.
Oh, well, very you nice. May get back in now and focus for a minute.
Yeah, dead right. Dead right. Get back into that car. What do you do for work, Michelle?
I'm working client services.
Very nice.
Client services.
That is incredibly vague and I love it.
Yeah.
Yes, very vague.
Let's keep it that way, says Michelle.
All right.
How are you fixed with your Christmas shopping so far this year? Do you still have lots to do?
Lots to do.
Yeah, same as me. I've got absolutely nada. All right, let's get down to some serious business here, Michelle. You are about to pull a cracker and win a prize. You've got to answer one question correctly within 10 seconds, all right? Get it wrong or fail to answer in time and your game ends here. But you will go away with the 6 Month Now Entertainment membership. Would you like your question on reality TV or Irish soccer?
Reality TV.
Reality TV. All right.
10 seconds on the clock here, Michelle, and we can't mess this up, so think fast.
Here we go. Who was crowned this year's winner of I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here? Was it Danny Jones or Colleen Rooney?
Danny
Jones.
Is that your final answer?
Final answer.
Have you been watching I'm a Celebrity this year?
Addicted.
Were you?
Yeah.
I need a bit of catching up to do. I thought more might do better. So it was Danny who won, was it? I don't even know that myself.
Danny Jones is the correct answer. All right, you get to choose now to pull a cracker between 1 and 10. So any one of these, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, you choose, Michelle, and we will tell you what that corresponding prize is.
7.
Number 7.
Everyone goes for 7, man.
We got it, number 7.
Yeah, I'll pull that cracker with you on 3, 2, 1. Let's go.
I won. All right, I'm pulling it out.
Let's get a little joke in.
I don't know what the joke is. The joke is, what do reindeer hang on their Christmas trees? Ornaments.
What has she won?
Here we go.
Wait now, Michelle, what would you be after of things we told you about this morning? Is there anything in particular you'd love?
Oh, I don't know. I can't even remember. I can't believe you're right.
Michelle, you won't be cooking for a while. You've just won yourself a €200 Just Eat voucher. Congratulations and a happy Christmas from everyone here at Fully Charged.
Thank you so much. Happy teenagers.
Happy teenagers is right.
All of us here at Fully Charged being the three of us and Callum.
Yes, exactly.
Thanks, Michelle.
Thanks, Michelle. Good luck. Have a great day.
Thanks, guys.
Bye.
We can't urge you enough to be with us tomorrow morning after 8 for another code to be picked up. There's TVs, flight vouchers, a bloody PlayStation 5 in here, and so much more as well. And just to note, our Instagram is at officialspin1038. There's a pinned post there giving you the chance to win yourself a Dyson Airwrap. That's all as part of this Christmas crackers on Fully Charged.
And if you win any of it, you can come and collect it today. You don't have to wait or anything. That's we have true. Them. They're here.
That's so true. So if you want to be in with a chance of winning a Dyson Airwrap, that's on Instagram. And tomorrow morning, you'll have more chances to win. Pick up code word number one with us. Be with us just after 8 a.m.
Every so often on the show, I bring you a little kind of moment from my life where I felt old. I have reached the peak moment.
Is it because your girlfriend's older than me?
How dare you? How dare you? But no, it is not because of that, but I've reached peak old. And that was because I was in Galway over the weekend.
Mm.
And at my housemate Linda's mother's house. And she has soap in the bathroom that I fell in love with.
Mm.
I have never in my life fallen in love with soap, but here we are.
I get it.
So much so that when I came back from a night out at 2:30 in the morning, I took a picture of the soap.
Lovely. What is it there out of interest?
It's White Barn Mahogany Teakwood.
Oh, go on, the fancy lady.
Now, it's a bit blurry because, as I said, it was 2:30 in the morning and I'd just come back home, but it smelled amazing. I went online last night before I went to sleep. What? Callum's freaking out. What is it?
Go on, I'll tell you in a minute.
I went online last night and it came up on like Amazon and it was like 46 quid.
Jesus.
And I was so close to buying it.
She's a flush lady.
But I was just like, no, I'll save it. I'll see if I can find a cheaper deal like in like Lush or...
They might have knockoffs of it.
Exactly, yeah. But I kind of want this one anyway. But I nearly spent 46 quid on soap and... I wasn't even sorry.
But I would say Linda's mammy took out the good soap because there was guest staying.
Oh, 100%.
That's probably kept locked away now for special occasions. Producer Colin, what is it?
I am obsessed with this soap.
No, it's so good, isn't it?
It is so good. Jess's Nana has this as well.
Oh,
my girlfriend Jess. And I went to extreme lengths. So you can get this, it's not just one brand. There's like a couple of different brands.
As we're so old that we're talking about soap and getting excited about it.
I know, it's so excited. There's a couple of different brands that do this mahogany teakwood.
Right.
So like, I think Rituals do it.
Yeah.
But the brand that I would know it would be Bath and Body Works.
Yes, Bath and Body Works,
which
yeah.
is an American company, but they do sell them in Next over here, but they can be very expensive. But the reason why I'm telling you this is I bought 6 of these soaps when I went to Florida last because they were buy one, get 2 free.
Stop it.
So you need to get yourself to America, to Bath and Body Works, and just hoard these soaps.
Did you get 6 of them?
I got 6 of them.
Can I have one?
No. Absolutely not.
Just to say as well, over the weekend, I was at my boyfriend's friend's house, and his house just smelled amazing. I was like, is that like a scented candle, or what's going on there? He said, no, whoever the previous owner was left some cleaning products, and in like his squirty mop thing he has, they'd left festive floor cleaner.
Wonderful.
It's a festive
Christmas
floor cleaner. Absolutely. Stunning.
I went wild on the Christmas air freshener yesterday.
Did you?
We just got this message in from Sue saying, thanks for this. Now Googling this soap, FFS. So you're welcome.
It's mahogany teakwood, but yeah. It's from the brand White Barn or Bath and Body Works
yeah,
as well.
Yeah, I think Rituals do it. Like, honestly, it's
I'm straight to Rituals.
It's the honestly, best soap
anything,
in the world.
It's unbelievable.
Anything to get David Hammond to wash his hands.
Spins Fully Charged with Emma, Dave and Aisling in the morning.
3, 2, 1.
Hello. Hope all is good with you.
Good morning. What's happening?
It is Emma, Dave and Aisling. Poor Al Aisling. A very late text came in last night, right before midnight actually. She is not feeling great. And yeah, Grant, woe is Aisling. Sorry for Aisling. We're under pressure, pal. She's the one who always writes the one-take panto, Dave, and that's going on air on Friday morning. Today is Monday.
Yeah, this is like 5 days away.
5 days
and
away.
And she's sick for one of those days, and which means...
That's not great.
Do we have to do something?
Essentially, this is our third year doing this. We put a panto on the show. It is live. It is the one-take panto. There are many elements. It's always wild. And in terms of the storyline and the characters and stuff, you've been working on that with us over the last week or so.
You'll never guess out of the three of us whose idea it was. That would be Aisling's.
Of course. So look, the story's kind of taking shape in terms of what you expect from it, but who normally puts pen to paper, and in fairness, despite us offering to help, insists upon that, is Aisling Bonner.
We're fantastic. We are, honestly, me and you, Emma, are fantastic at offering to help.
We are.
We are really good at it.
Are you sure you don't want any help?
No, seriously now, Ash, it's not fair.
It's and actually not fair, Aisling, that you do all this.
Yeah, it's really, we will help. And she goes, no, guys, don't worry about it.
She knows we've no idea how to write a pants.
Haven't a clue.
What do we do if Aisling remains sick for the rest
God,
of the week?
It's going to be dreadful. That's for sure.
Can we make
it's going to be the one take...
disaster.
Yeah, one take
Can
disaster.
We call it the 20 take panto if Aisling's not in, Callum?
Honestly.
Can we call it the one line panto?
Yeah, very good. Even
Once
better.
Upon a time, the end.
Give me a line there, Dave, of something funny to include in the panto.
What?
Exactly.
How am I meant to do that? I'm not Aisling Bonner, Emma.
No.
I can't do this.
Once upon a time...
See? This is what we get for
Can
having no Aisling.
Someone send Aisling good vibes. She needs to be back.
Yeah, she needs a doctor.
She does, actually. We're hoping that she'll be back. And the one-take panto, of course, whether it's me and Dave writing it or
God,
Aisling
can you
as
imagine?
Well, it will be going ahead on Friday morning show.
Spins fully charged.
Recharged.
I have a very interesting story for you.
Right.
And yeah, it starts off... I think this is going on for about 2 months now at this stage, to be honest, this whole thing. But it's the first time I've ever told you, and you, no one knows about this, right? But a couple of weeks ago, my girlfriend, Pippa, came over to my house. She got a taxi, okay? And we went on a night out, and that was fine. And then the morning after we wake up, she's no keys. Lost her keys. And we're going, oh, crap. So she has to get a locksmith for her door and stuff like that. And, you know, we ring the taxi driver. Or we ring the taxi driver company and we go, we've lost keys in the taxi. They say, grand, we'll get on to the taxi driver. No call. So we have to get a locksmith for Pippa to get into her house. So Pippa gets into her house. She spends like 400 quid on a new lock and stuff for her front door and all that kind of stuff.
Pain, yep.
But we still want the keys back because they have key rings on them that her niece and nephew gave her. So they have a bit of sentimental value. Do you know what I mean? Even though they're kind of useless. But they also have a spare car key on it as well. So anyway, 2 weeks go by and the taxi driver... finally contacts us and it goes, yeah, I have the keys. Come and get them. Here's my apartment. And Pippa's like, oh, I don't know about that. And I said, right, I'll go and get them, but I can't go at the moment. We were busy. We were going to New York or we were doing little bits and things or whatever. So anyway, 2 weeks go by. I haven't collected the keys yet. And we get a text. And the text basically says that he has dropped them to the Garda station. The keys to the Garda station because we didn't collect them. Perfect, I says, right?
Better again.
Yeah, absolutely. A1. I feel much more comfortable collecting from a Garda station than I would from someone's house, from a stranger's house. Do you know what I mean? So anyway, I text him the next day. I'm going to go collect the keys for Pippa. And I go, hi, which Garda station? And he texts back, I see that you don't need them. I dropped them in the rubbish. After he said...
Sorry?
...that he dropped them to the Garda station. He apparently didn't. And he said... I see that you don't need them. I dropped them in the rubbish.
Whoa, man. You can't do that.
Okay. So that happens.
Also,
I ring.
Don't put that in writing if you did do that.
I ring him and I go mad. I'm like, what the hell are you doing throwing the keys in the rubbish? Like, what? Why would you do that? It's only been 2 weeks since you found them in your car. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? And anyway, he kind of goes mad at me for not picking them up. I was like, we were busy. Like, do you know what I mean? You said you dropped them in. Anyway.
And it shouldn't even be with them anymore. As far as you were concerned, they were in the Garda station. The guards, yeah.
And then he says, I'm just joking, I have them. So this fella's obviously tapped, right?
Oh no, sorry.
Absolutely tapped. And I go,
I'm actually getting secondhand annoyed.
Will you drop them to the Garda station? Okay. Right? And I say, grand, drop them to Blanche. So I go to Blanche the next day to the Garda station. No keys here. I ring up Fingless Garda station. No keys here. I talked to your man again. Have you dropped the keys? Not yet. You said you did already. And so I went, will you drop the keys? I will do it on my own time, he says.
Oh my God, what does this man want from
I leave
you?
It for a week. A week. And I go, hi, did you get the chance to drop the keys to the Garda station? No, he says. I will do it on my own time. And this is where I'm just starting to get really, really annoyed. And I'm kind of coming to the you know, my last wits or whatever. What's it, whatever.
Your wits end.
My wits end. There we go. And I said, he said, no, I haven't got the chance to drop them to the Garda station yet. Collect them from me at 2 o'clock today. I said, I prefer to collect them to the Garda station and pay you the fare for your trip to the Garda station, right? €30, he says.
€30?
€30.
To the Garda station.
He said, because it's not just about the trip. I have to wait a long time at the reception to see a guard. something like sometimes more than 30 minutes. Revolut me €30 and I will go to the Garda station. So I says...
Did you... Okay, yeah, so many questions. Go on.
So I said, fine. I'm at my wit's end here. Fine. Send them €30. Received, he says. We'll drop them today. 10 minutes later, they're at the Garda station. Here's the guard.
10 minutes later?
10 minutes later.
He just wanted money. He's wanted the money the whole time.
How fuming are you?
Oh my God, I'm so angry.
Would you have paid the 30 quid? Like, what are you meant to do in this situation?
No, I'd be absolutely out in that guy. Sorry. I'd be like, who is your boss? What's your company? Did you contact the parent company about his behaviour?
No, I didn't. I was just like, at this rate...
You don't want to be a big rat, but at the same time, like...
At this rate, I was just like, just take the money and give me the keys. Do you know what I mean?
Get them now. Do you have them?
So I think I'm going to go collect them today.
Are you actually now? Because he'll go back and retrieve them again, man, and cost you another 30 quid.
No, I will. I'll go back, but if
you... Have you rang the Garda station? Are they definitely there?
No, they're not definitely there. Ooh. I haven't rang them, so I'm going to find out tomorrow if they're definitely
Blot
there.
They're Blot Pickens. There's no way they're there. I don't believe for a second that they're there.
No, they will.
Call any guard, John.
Yeah, they will.
There'll be a guard called John.
Hopefully I will collect them today and all will be fine.
Sorry, I don't mean to be a rat, but I'd be all over that. I'd be like, who is your boss?
How insane is that?
But also the fact that he was so willing to let you pick them up from his house initially is kind of the weird part. Like, if you're always looking for a few quid out of it, then that's your motive. But why change your mind later, like weeks on?
But a full couple of weeks have gone by. Oh, I didn't have the time. As soon as I hit them 30 quid, yeah, they're there.
Now, bearing in mind, I also understand the other side of it, that there's so much lost property always in taxis. And I imagine you're so fed up of going to a Garda station and queuing for, you know, people late nights out losing stuff. I get that side of it. But overall, I would not be happy. No. Well done.
I know. Aren't I wonderful?
He's sipping his Stanley cup here, looking at the sky, saying, aren't I
just
wonderful?
Great.
Yeah, you are. If you get the keys back, you are.
Yeah, true.
But that's not even sure. Okay, need an update on that later. As everyone's counting the pennies for Christmas, I'm going to tell you something that's really going to annoy you this morning. It is a thread that I found on Twitter where someone's been looking at really stupidly expensive things that Hollywood celebrities have bought that just feels so unnecessary.
Oh, wonderful.
Wildly so. We'll start with Kim Kardashian when she was together.
Always has to start with Kim K. She always buys the most mad stuff.
Stupid stuff. When she was married to Kanye West, they allegedly spent $750,000 on gold-plated toilets. See, nothing but gold for their arses.
Honestly, if I had $750,000, I wouldn't be spending it on toilets. Like, no matter, even if I had multiple $750,000, I wouldn't be spending any of them on toilets.
But I'm thinking as well, it's somewhere that you just need to get the job done. I don't care what I'm sitting on. Do you know what I mean?
Unless it's like really warm or something.
Yeah, I'd much prefer a bit of warmth than I would. Celine Dion spent $2 million, allegedly, on a humidifier.
What?
Yep.
So take all the water out of the ocean. What does it do?
You'd imagine so with that kind of money. It was during her Vegas residency at Caesar's Palace in the early noughties. Apparently, she had a hotel install this very pricey humidifier above the stage to preserve her singing voice in the harsh desert climate.
That's incredible.
Maybe that's diva-ish. A little bit of method to that madness.
I'm sure a normal humidifier would have done it.
I'd imagine so as well.
Not a 2 million one.
Justin Bieber, he spent $100,000 to convert his Cadillac into a Batmobile. Hey, this was when he...
Only 100 grand.
Yeah, you'd imagine it'd be a bit more, actually. You might be asking yourself, what does that even mean? Well, apparently it has HID headlamps, which, to be honest, I don't know what they are, sorry.
Same.
And splashed the word Batmobile across the back and he coughed up 100 grand, I know, allegedly.
I know fellas that would do that for 100 quid, no better.
Do you think so? Yeah. Well, 100 quid is a bit of a different story. Victoria Beckham, she got a $33,000 gold-plated iPhone case.
Why?
To be honest, not too far off the cost of an OtterBox, am I right or am I right? Back in 2011...
I don't believe that one. I actually just don't. After watching the Beckham documentary and seeing how cool they are, I don't believe that.
Well, apparently it was David Beckham. He gifted his wife the iPhone case that contained 150 grams of 24-carat gold.
The weight of that thing.
That's also true. Lady Gaga, love this gal, she spent 50 grand on a ghost detector, allegedly. HuffPost reporting that the pop icon did, in fact, once spend this much to keep her fears of apparitions at bay.
Do you know what? Like, this is, for these things, from now on, we need to write down all of these and save them for if we ever interview these people. We need to be able to fact check them.
That's true.
Like, I'm not saying we're ever going
to
have Lady Gaga on the show.
I was about to say, but if any sign of Lady Gaga coming up,
if
no?
If we ever do, or if Dave Moore's ever asking her if she washes her legs in the shower, we got to ask her. We got to ask her, did she ever spend 50 grand on a ghost machine?
This was widely reported at the time, just in case you're unaware of it. Kim Kardashian herself posted this stupidity a few years back. Her Louis Vuitton... God, I can't think. Wheelie bins.
Louis Vuitton wheelie bins.
Her Louis Vuitton wheelie bins. She was proud out posting them online back in 2018.
I kind of love that.
It is kind of excellent. But also, you could just spray paint that yourself. You don't need to spend that kind of money on it. Drake bought a horsehair mattress a long time ago.
I remember this one.
Yeah, $250,000 in pounds. And he was talking about it at the time. And he said that it's so good that it lets you float. Apparently.
Oh God, to have money. Apparently. Wouldn't it be lovely? Wouldn't it be nice?
I just sit there and look at it. I'd be
better at spending it than those people.
I think you would be too, pal. You're with Emma, David, Aisling, and all this week in the show. We are teaming up with Leopardstown's Christmas Festival. It's their big Christmas brunch in the exclusive pavilion, buffet dining, DJ, loads more as well.
Yeah, it's taking place from the 26th to the 29th of December. So right after the hustle and bustle, and you're kind of in that period of, what do we do now?
Yeah, what happens now?
It's wait before no man's New Year's. Land. I like it. And then there's also a free shuttle bus from the Sandyford Lewis stop, which I think is very, very handy. There's course-wide entertainment, live music in the festival marquee every single day.
We basically played you a horse racing clip from Leopardstown Racecourse, and we have a question on the back of that for somebody this morning. It's Tori. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Not
good. Where are you headed off to this morning?
I'm just in work, so I'm just heading up to my next delivery.
Oh, you're a delivery driver. What are you delivering, Tori?
Yeah. All different stuff, mainly chemicals.
Mainly chemicals. All right, very nice.
Sounds really dodgy.
Yeah. Well, it would be a dodgy if you were an Amazon driver, but I'd imagine you're not. I'd imagine you're for
no,
hospitals or something.
No.
All right, nice one, Tori. Right, you're off. Do you want to go to this Leopardstown Festival, their big Christmas brunch, yeah?
Yes, of course.
Amazing. Do you have plans? You'd have time to fit that in across your busy period over Christmas?
Oh, I'm sure I can squeeze it in.
Unreal. So listen, we played you a race from Leopardstown, and all the horses had very Christmassy themed names. It was Box of Celebrations who went out as the winner, and the question was, name just one chocolate that you would find in a Box of Celebrations.
A teaser, definitely. That's my favourite one.
A teaser, a Malteser.
I love that you breathe.
I like
it was
the Tory.
Teaser.
You're absolutely spot on. A Malteser is in a Box of Celebrations, so congratulations.
You're heading off to Leopardstown's Christmas Festival for their big Christmas brunch. Enjoy every second of that, darling.
Yay, thank you so much.
And you're
much.
In that draw on Friday. Someone will be upgraded to the overnight B&B stay at the Royal Marine Hotel in Dunleary. So fair play, Tori.
Nice
and best
one, Tori.
Luck with your deliveries.
Oh, unreal, thank you so much.
Good luck. Don't spill them chemicals. Bye.
Bye.
Bye, bye, bye. Would you be kitted out now to go to a racing situation?
Like, I wouldn't have.
If it was last second and you had to go now.
I think, like, you'd just wear a suit, wouldn't you?
Would you wear your runners?
I'd wear my runners. I always wear my runners with my suit, don't I? And to the disappointment of everyone around me. I think I'd put on that grey suit that I have for, like, radio awards and things like that. And, I think it'd be all right.
I always love the photos where people have been out racing all day and you just notice by the end and all the pictures, the girls tend to be donning the lads' suit jackets.
Yeah.
So, look, if you'd like to win with Leopardstown's Christmas Festival, we'll give you another chance tomorrow morning on the show just before 7:30. Up on the toy show, that must be a big tick off your list, I'd say, if you're doing well in the Irish music scene and you get invited onto the toy show.
Yeah, to surprise a kid.
Yeah.
That's massive.
That's the dream.
That'd be very, very cool.
Jazzy with Sonny Federa and Some Days on Spin with Emma, David, Aisling. Did you give it a go?
The toy show?
Mm.
Yeah, I did. I didn't enjoy it.
Really?
I really didn't. Is it just me? Am I still like, I just wasn't into it.
I woke up Saturday morning and I said to my boyfriend Jack, who's an Englishman, listen, the toy show's on, Friday morning, and I said, we have a bit of work to do, and I gave him a full brief of some of the best toy show clips. So he was really excited.
Okay, did he enjoy
about it? Not really.
No.
Which was so disappointing because he was ready to go.
Oh, that's
anyway.
Funny.
Get ready for the sound. Emma, Dave and Aisling in the morning.
Spins, fully charged.
Recharged. Love this? Catch Fully Charged weekdays on Spin 103.8 with Emma, Dave and Aisling.
Real facts about the 988 Lifeline.
We are not going to judge your crisis. If you say it's a crisis or you feel you're in crisis, then it's a crisis to us.
Call, text, or chat 988 for free. Confidential support anytime. You don't have to hide how you feel.